First, let us warm up. All right, warming up. What is it that we learned during the last few sessions? What was new that we did not know earlier and now we came to learn? I'll tell you myself before you tell me. All right. Then you help me. If I forget something, you will intervene and tell me. All right. Right? So first, I think the first chapter of the Life Divine that we are studying is like a stethoscope. You know what is a stethoscope? You know what it is? Every doctor carries a stethoscope. It examines the rate of respiration. So Sri Aurobindo is like a doctor and he wants to examine the rate of respiration of humanity. The whole humanity is to be examined. And the first chapter is like a stethoscope. That is why the very first chapter is called human aspiration. Aspiration is breath, isn't it? It's breathing. So Sri Aurobindo is asking what is the kind of breathing that human beings are having. So when he examines his breath, he finds there is a constant breathing, but from time to time it falls sick. The breathing is not very, very sound, it's not very regular. So this aspiration of mankind, if on the whole you want to see what is the breathing, it simply breathes God, light, freedom, immortality. This is the breathing all the time in humanity. When it falls sick, it becomes skeptical. Skepticism is the melody. From time to time, it wonders and wanders. Wonders and wanders, wanders away from its normal breathing. Now, what's the meaning of skepticism? Can you tell me? Skepticism, S-C-E-P-T-I-C-I-S-M. Skepticism. Skepticism is a sign of sickness. The mood to doubt is called skepticism. To be skeptical means to have the mood to doubt. Right? So when mankind is sound in health, there is no doubt in the mind of the patient of humanity. The humanity breathes quite well, and it breathes with God, light, freedom, immortality. If you leave the whole mankind in its normal condition, when it is really breathing quite nicely, the only breath that you have is God, light, freedom, immortality. Only breath. It's actually, you know, if you see the whole human history, it's very interesting. The whole human history is like the breathing of the humanity. The whole history of mankind is nothing but breath of mankind. What is mankind doing all the time? What is it breathing? What is the mankind doing all the time? See, if you look at the whole history of mankind, if you take a telescope and put your telescope on humanity's whole history, thousands of years, And if you turn your telescope on the sky of humanity, the only breath you find is God, light, freedom, immortality. You take your telescope to ancient Egypt and you find pyramids coming up. It's also a breath, breathing of Egypt. It's a huge structure reaching out to God, light, freedom, immortality. If you go to Sumerian civilization, Assyrian civilization, it's the same thing. If you go to the early times of Abraham, Moses, same thing, God's commandments. 10 commandments of God. It's also breathing with God. God, freedom, light. You go to Greece. Same thing. You hear Socrates. You hear Plato. What are they doing? What are they calling out? Again, God, light, freedom, immortality. We shall study Socrates and Plato particularly in due course. I'll take 6 lectures on this Socrates and Plato very soon. And we shall hear them also, God, light, freedom, immortality. Socrates said, when I'm taking hemlock, he was asked by the Athenians, he was misunderstood and he was told that he was corrupting the youth. Young people are always beloved. And they all want to protect youth. And people said, you are corrupting the youth, therefore you take poison and die. That was the punishment given to him. But even on the deathbed, what does he say? He said, I am immortal. That's his message. He said, I am immortal. Maybe I am more fortunate than you are, he said. You are going to live with dead people. I am going to live with immortal people, he said. And if you read Plato, what does Plato say? He said, we are all bound in a small cave. He says, supposing that there is a cave in which there are lots of pillars, and each one of us is tied to each one pillar. Imagine, he said, mankind is nothing but prisoners tied to small pillar, who can only look in one direction, they cannot look back. And there is a huge sunlight over there, and in between you and the sunlight there is a big crowd of people. And what do you see on the wall? Only shadows. Isn't it? So he said, we are all seeing only shadows here, imprisoned in the cave. Not able to turn this way or that way, looking only in one direction. But aspiring for what? One prisoner gets out of his imprisonment, turns backwards and sees, my Lord, glory of the sun on the other side, goes out of the cave, discovers the beautiful origin of all light, and he calls out and says to everybody, listen, listen, here is the origin of everything. Turn backwards and see light. So it's the same message, God, light, freedom, immortality. You go to Rome, the same story you again and again find. Go to India, my Lord, India is like a cathedral, a huge cathedral, in which the only thing that counts is God, light, freedom, immortality, all the time. The one mantra in India. So Sri Aurobindo says, if you look at the breath of mankind with a stethoscope, the only breath you find is God, light, freedom, immortality. But sometimes this humanity falls sick. It gets overcome by skepticism. It doubts. Is there really God? Is there really light? Is there really freedom? Is there really immortality? This is the doubt. And Sri Aurobindo says that if you examine the longest period of skepticism, longest period of doubt, at the end, once again, sickness goes away, mankind becomes healthy, and again God, light, freedom, immortality. This is the constant refrain of human history. Right? This is the first paragraph of the Life Divine. One summary. Look at the whole history of mankind, summarize the whole history of mankind, and this is only four words come out: God, light, freedom, immortality. I think this is a new thing that we learned, summarizing of the whole history of mankind in one line.